It's a delight for the eyes. It's a beautiful, colourful exhibition. It's actually split up into three different categories. As you walk into the gallery, there's 13 mannequins set up with different designs and elaborate costumes made by our local artists. Artists have spent a lot of time creating these pieces and putting them together under the themes of multiculturalism to fit in line with our Carnival Wodonga that was held in March.
It is called wearable art because that is literally what it is.
It's all very beautiful, very professionally made. So they are pieces that are in their own right and a piece of art. It's very nice to be able to come into the gallery to see the pieces up close and to see the detail and the processes that each artist has put in.
How many artists were involved and are they all local?
I think I have 11 artists involved. Some have produced more than one outfit for two different categories. And yes, they are all local.
And you mentioned three categories. Let's move over to, shall this be the first one? So which category is this?
So this is the Flashy Trash Cloak Award. So artists were given a brief to use recycled products and recycled textiles to produce a cloak, essentially. So Abby Thompson won the Flash Trash Recycled Cloak Award with her piece Three Dog Night. So essentially it's a beautiful black cloak. She's used dog food tins to produce beautiful, what look like brooches that adorn the front of her cloak. So it's a gorgeous piece with lots of texture, visual texture and interesting recycled product.
And as you look closely, I didn't see it earlier, but you can actually see, I guess, the ingredients of the dog food.
Yeah. So she's literally taken the dog food cans and cut them up and made beautiful brooches. She's crinkled them and recycled them to produce a whole new beautiful product.
And what's one of the other categories? We'll have a walk over.
Extravagant headwear category, and this one was won by Bronwyn Cosser for her piece called Picnic on the Grass. So Bronwyn's got a gorgeous hat creation where she's got made out of textiles things that would resemble a picnic. So if you can imagine a pie and some insects flying around, so she's created bugs and a snake out of wire, all based on that idea of the beautiful picnic being intruded by bugs and creatures.
The third category, it's on the back wall. What was this one?
So this is the complete wearable art outfit. So this is where artists have been given the brief to create a piece from top to tail. And this one's been won by Melanie Ruth this year, and her piece was called We All Share and Feast Under the Same Sun. So she's taken that multicultural theme right through her piece, but she's also brought in a food theme as well. So her piece is made up of lots of beautiful layers of gorgeous colours, oranges and reds and pinks and gold. And on top of it, she's adorned it with paper plates and picnic cutlery, and she's used recycled materials, but brought it into another level by making sure that they all are represented in a new way. So they actually appear to be jewels that adorn her piece.
Obviously a lot of detail in there. Would you know how long it would have taken Melanie to create this?
I believe she sort of said somewhere over 100 hours, and I would absolutely agree with that. So right from her concept drawings through to her planning and her sourcing of materials, you can imagine that there'd be quite a lot of time spent in that process.